Welcome to Do Big Podcast, the definitive podcast on cutting-edge ICT services. My guest today is Amit Saluja, Senior Director and Head of NASSCOM Center at Gandhinagar. Prior to joining NASSCOM, Amit has held leadership positions at IBM, General Electric, and RPG Transmissions in a career spanning over 25 years. Having worked with industrial and technology companies in multiple domains, Amit has gained a rich and diverse experience in using digital technologies such as AI, cloud, analytics, and IoT to usher in greater efficiencies in manufacturing and driving business growth. He's a firm believer in making optimum use of technology for transforming internal business processes. He is a certified Lean Six Sigma Black Belt and an expert in designing design thinking methodology for building technology roadmaps. He is also a certified Smart Industry Readiness Index assessor and is trained to evaluate enterprises on their digital maturity and advise them for manufacturing transformation journeys. Amit mentors MSMEs and startups on business strategy, process improvement, and building their technology roadmap. And on today's show, we have him with us discussing Industry 4.0. Join us as we ask him to share what he believes are the opportunities and challenges for the MSME industry when it comes to tech and how they can leverage tech to extract the maximum benefits of Industry 4.0. Every fortnight, join us as we dive into the latest trends, innovations, and success stories that are helping shape the digital transformation of micro, small, and medium entrepreneurs who are truly the growth engines of our economy. Amit, welcome to the Do Big podcast. While our listeners will want to learn a lot from you, I must ask you two very quick questions, and they have nothing to do with the world of technology, okay, before we jump into this conversation. The first is, given that you live in the land of Gujaratis, what is your favorite Gujarati dish?
Khamman.
Khamman. Okay. And is that something that you've discovered over the last couple of weeks, or did you always know about it?
I used to know about Dhokla. So that was, I'm basically a North Indian. I used to know about Dhokla, but then Khamman was the one I learned about it when I moved to Gujarat.
Okay. And given that we're doing this around Navratri, did you learn to do Garba on?
Not yet. It's been a few years. I've tried my hands on, but still a learning.
Okay. So, Amit, welcome once again to this, to the Do Big podcast. And I'm really looking forward to this conversation. So, Amit, the question for you is, and today we're going to be talking about technology and MSMEs. I just wanted to understand, what does Industry 4.0 mean?
Yeah. So, I mean, let me describe in a very kind of a layman's term. So, Industry 4.0 is essentially nothing but the fourth industrial revolution. So historically, whenever any kind of a transformation has happened, it has always come with a technology. And that's where the technology has transformed the industries, which brought in the revolution. So if I really have to explain, you would say first industry revolution was long back when basically the steam power came. So a lot of those manufacturers started happening at a mass level with the help of a steam. So that was a technology that got used. Second industrial revolution came when the electricity came into existence. Right? So then manufacturing started happening with the electricity. So it's the production increased. Third industrial revolution happened. That was almost, you can say, 15, 20 years back when the computers came, the system, the hardware, correct? And that's where the lot of automation basically happened. And now we are in a very different world. Fourth industrial revolution, it means we are using the emerging IT technologies like AI, IoT, analytics, cloud. So we are using all of these technologies combined with the computer systems and the hardwares and the machines, correct? So basically everything is kind of now getting integrated. The biggest difference between, say, Industry 3.0 and now is that we have moved from automation to the digitization. So that's the major difference. So there is a many different names of Industry 4.0. Some people call it as a cyber physical system. Some people call it as a digital manufacturing or a smart manufacturing. But essentially, it is all about integrated the plant where the each of the machines or the human, they basically talk to each other through the exchange of the data. Human can talk to the machines. Machines can talk to each other. So there is a whole network in place, correct? So it's a completely integrated plant when it becomes, we call it as an industry 4.0.
So it's quite interesting. As people stop talking to each other, people and machines are talking better, and machines are talking back.
Absolutely. That's the biggest change you made.
That's amazing. And do you believe that the Indian MSME industry is ready for Industry 4.0?
So it's a tricky question. I'll say both yes and no. See, from the need point of view, from the opportunities that we have for the SMEs to really advance and then be ready for the future, it is absolutely must for all the MSMEs to adopt the technology. And there is bit of it has started happening also. So basically, there is a big push which has happened even from the government also. So there are a lot of programs and initiative around the awareness that are happening. Like, we are doing a lot of awareness. Similarly, there are many more companies or institutions who are doing awareness. So I think awareness has started coming. The challenge is basically MSMEs, whether how much they really have understood it. So opportunities are there. In fact, what I'll also say that the automation, like I was explaining you earlier, the difference between the industry 3.0 and 4.0. So the great part is automation in all our SMEs, even SME manufacturing plant is there. So every manufacturer has got the state-of-the-art machines within their plants. People have got it from either Europe, China, or in-house India developed machines. So every production is now happening with the help of the machine. So there is, from a technology adoption point of view, from that, I think there is a lot which has happened. Let me also say about, say, ERP. Right? So ERP is another critical element which basically helps in managing the organization level data.
Correct.
So even that too, also, I will say many manufacturing companies have adopted. So at least I'll say 30-40% of the manufacturing companies, MSMEs, have basically adopted the ERP also, which is, I'll say it's a good sign. While I really would want to see 100% of the MSMEs to be using ERP, which is still, will say, the little far, but at least it has started happening. Now, the thing is, from a solution point of view, like when it comes to the digital solution or Industry 4.0 solution, adoption of that is basically little low, or I'll say very low. And then we will talk about the reasons about it, why it is low. But definitely that's the area where I definitely feel MSMEs should look towards it. They have all the right use cases, or the value proposition is definitely exist even now also for the MSMEs to adopt this digital solution. But because of a few challenges that they face, I think it is not happening. But from an opportunity point of view and the benefits that these MSMEs can get from the technology adoption, I'll say absolutely it is there, and I'll say we are late.
So what according to you have been the key challenges, right? I know that mindset is one definite challenge, because there is a certain shift that has to come. I think the younger MSMEs seem to be faster at adoption than the slightly older ones who've not grown up as digital natives in the various conversations that we're having. Is it just a mindset thing, or is it also an awareness, or do they need a lot more education before they, you know, start adopting the new age technologies for their businesses?
Yeah, mindset is definitely the biggest one. The reasons of that mindset is, I think what you said is like the awareness. So I think that's the problem. If awareness is not there, then the mindset also will not get developed. So I think that's the biggest challenge I'll say the MSMEs face right now. So they understand the how machines works, what benefit machines will bring it, and so like if they are producing and they need to produce more, they know that if they get one more machine, then they can manage it. Correct. So I think those are the things that they are already expert about it. What they are not aware is the software part of it. And that's where, because typically these manufacturers are more of an electrical and mechanical fields, right? So for them to understand technology and that to emerging technology, correct? This is not just about basic level of a web-based solution. This is, we are telling them to basically use the emerging technologies, AI, IoT, correct? Those kind of solutions. So that where the awareness is not there. Awareness about how technology can help in solving different kind of a problems in a manufacturing plants is not there, correct? So I think that's the biggest thing.
And where do you think MSMEs can go and learn a little bit more and get that sense of comfort that I think I know what I should be doing? Because one of the biggest challenges we've seen is that even if they have awareness, the challenge is I don't know how to utilize this and I don't know what benefits it will bring in. And the investments are fairly large for them, right? So it's this whole bit of investments versus returns, which all MSMEs look at. And so where would you guide them to go to?
So everything boils down to still an awareness, correct? So like when it comes to the assessing the investment for the machines, MSMEs don't hesitate, correct? Which is what I was saying earlier. So if there is a capacity expansion needs to happen and they know that, I mean, how many machines they need to invest more and they know that how to calculate the ROI and everything, they are aware. But in terms of the technology, when the technology comes, what problems it will solve, how much of a benefit it will bring in, how much of the cost investment that will happen, correct? So who are the basically, even the solution providers also, they are not aware. For example, like that's where I'll say their reach to the solution providers is also not there. They don't know what to do. They don't know who can help, correct? So that's where the problems lies around, which keep talking around the awareness, while budgets, definitely you talked about it. Budgets definitely is a challenge, but I will still say it is a secondary challenge. It's not a primary, because if primary is still the awareness, if the awareness is there and they are able to calculate the ROI, if they know that, say, in a software, if they invest 5 lakhs and then they can get an ROI of more than 5 lakhs, then they will invest in that. So then the questions about the budgets basically will not come in. So, and one more problem I'll say is this, we were talking about the skills, right? So the skills, we really need to differentiate between the skills of the leadership and the skills of the workforce, right? So the blue collars and the workforce. So that again is becomes very important. There are many instances where we have seen while say leadership thought of, yes, let's go and adopt the technology. It has got adopted, but then it didn't get used at the workforce level. And that's where also these initiatives then fail and then the manufacturer loses confidence, right? So some level of and basic level of a digital literacy, what I'll say, is also very, very essential to have at a workforce level also, correct? So these are the things which are utmost important and critical to have for the manufacturers to really adopt the technology. And now, so coming back to your questions, you asked me about, so what should they be doing, how they should be building up these kind of skills. So I think there are few things that can be done. So one is at a mass level, there are a lot of e-learning courses, I think, which are already available from a NASSCOM side also. Like we have an e-learning platform on the future skills that provides a basic level of these courses and the sessions which the manufacturers and their teams basically can go it. There are a lot of awareness sessions which are organized by the different industrial associations which are happening all across the manufacturing clusters. And that's the opportunity that the manufacturers needs to leverage. Like from our side also, we do a lot. And I know that other associations also do a lot of these sessions. But then the challenge we see is whenever we go there, there is always a limited audience.
Correct.
So, which means that while there are things which are happening, but the manufacturers needs to kind of ensure that they take out some time and at least do attend these sessions. Other than that, there are always the formal training which these manufacturers can organize within their plant. Like we also do those formal trainings, and there are other institutions also who are doing so. So if there's some bit of informal trainings, these manufacturers can do it, I think that will be of a great help. And last thing I'll say is, see, we don't need to build the skills where we understand how to develop or build the solutions, right? What we need to develop the skills is only which technology or what kind of a solution can solve my what problem. I think we need skills only at that levels. And the second is basically if the solution comes, then how to use that solution, which I see it as a basic level of a digital literacy, right? So these are a very, very basic skills. It doesn't need any engineering kind of a degree or anything to understand. So I think anyone can understand these basic level of skills. So it's only need a little bit of a focus for the organization to have it. And if it is there, I'm sure I think it can happen pretty soon.
So as NASSCOM, and I believe that you're doing a lot of, your centers of excellence are doing a lot of things to empower manufacturing enterprises with, programs like you mentioned. What are the barriers that they have to sending their people for programs like this? And what do you think will break those barriers down?
Yeah, so barriers is only, it's because they don't realize the benefits of the technology on how the technology will help them. So again, it boils down to the mindset. Second is basically they really don't understand the need, right? So they don't understand that if it doesn't happen now, then they'll be late for it from a future point of view. So again, I'll say the same thing. It's the awareness. Once I think that happens, and if manufacturers realize that these skills are also important, I think they will do it. Like, so I will still again compare with the, say, if a manufacturer feels the functional skills of a worker to use the machines or to basically say to do the manufacturing process is low, manufacturer immediately takes action and then tries to do something so that the training happens. But when it comes to the digital, because they are not very sure about the benefits that they will get out of it, and it doesn't happen.
So is there some way in this conversation, let's talk about some of the benefits that MSMEs can get if they decided to use and go digital. So can you talk about some of the benefits that, and they could be large because I understand they could be industry driven, etc. But what are the large benefits that most MSMEs, if they went the digital way, they would definitely?
Yeah, so benefits is basically that when someone is using a technology, the benefits will come in like they can provide a better customer experience because they will be able to provide products in much faster, better products to their customer. Overall efficiency in a manufacturing plant will improve, which means if efficiency improves, then the cost levels basically will kind of come down. So their profitability will increase. The productivity of the workers basically will increase because workers can, within the same amount of time, will be able to work more effectively. So that way they will be able to produce more. Right? So that way the production will increase, which will again, it will impact the revenues from point of view. So basically overall, better customer reach, better profitability due to better efficiencies and a better customer experience, correct? So that's how it gets. And there are multiple kind of solutions basically which can be leveraged. So like there are many solutions which helps in providing a better customer experience. Like if someone has an ERP, they have all the data which is right there in place so that they can respond to the customers well in time. Supply chain function basically functions effectively. Like within a supply chain, there's a demand forecasting and then the supply chain planning effort which is there. There are a lot of variants which happens while it gets executed. And if there are like the AI-based systems gets used, then the overall variation basically reduces a lot, which means a company can better manage their inventories, reduce the overall inventory stocking time, so about overall inventory. Then even in the production also, there are many, many solutions which helps in improving the efficiency and productivity. Like there are solutions which are around the shop floor visibility, which gives to the manufacturers at what level the plant is performing, at what level the machine is performing, what level the line is performing, which basically helps them to take many corrective actions. So there are a lot of root causes basically that the manufacturers can get from the insights of the data, which gets taken from the manufacturing plants using those digital solutions. And once the insights that the manufacturers get, then the lot of those actions which manufacturers can take. So those actions basically will bring in the cost benefits and the productivity benefits. There are digital solutions which are available that helps in doing a better quality checks, basically control. So that way also the rework reduces, the scrap rate reduces, the cost reduces. So there are different solutions basically which exist, and each solution helps in improving efficiency and productivity level. There are safety improvement solutions are also there, which helps in improving the safety levels within the manufacturing plants.
Let me ask this question. There are many, many types of disruptive technologies, right? And people are now getting to know more and more thanks to ChatGPT, et cetera. You know, AI has suddenly become a buzzword that everybody's starting to look at. But there is types, right? So there is this whole cloud technology, internet, blockchain, sensors, all of that. There is analytics and intelligence, right? There is that. Then there is the human-machine interaction, which is virtual reality. There is augmented reality. There's robotics. And there is advanced engineering. Now, when we think about different kinds of disruptive technologies, which of these are most likely to be A, used by the MSMEs in manufacturing? And second, which ones will have the biggest impact? So the question is coming from a perspective saying, I'm hearing about all of these technologies, and that's what the MSMEs are telling us. Where do I start? Which technology should I look at? What should I be evaluating? Because there's so much out there. So if you had to kind of break it down and say, what kind of technologies and which will have the most impact, start there. What would you recommend?
There is not a one technology which basically bring the benefits. So first of all, for a manufacturer, technology is not so important. What it is important is solution to their problem. And the solution which gets created, it doesn't get created with just the one technology. So whatever the examples I just shared with you earlier, if you pick up any solutions, you will find multiple technologies being used in building the solution. Right? So it will never be the one. So for example, you talk about, say, IoT. So we need, first point is the sensors. Sensors basically collects the data, which becomes the first point. And there we are using the IoT technology. Then once the data is collected, then data needs to be properly analyzed. And then before that, it gets stored also, correct? The data. Once the data is stored, you need cloud for that. Then when the data analysis is happening, you need an analytics engine basically to support that. Because of the data or the insights that will come from the data, you will have insights to be taken, and that's where you need AI, correct? So that's where, if you see, when the solution comes, it is all the technologies has a role to play. So if someone is going and then asking for a solution, definitely the person will not ask, say, okay, you give me this technology solution and I will start with this technology. So it will be, you can say, mix of the all. Even say you talked about AR or VR solutions, correct? So the AR and VR solutions also, when it comes, it doesn't stay as a standalone. There are AI also gets used somewhere there. There are cloud because a lot of data storing happens. So it will be always the mix of these different technologies which will come. What it is important for the manufacturers is basically to look for what solution to start with. And then maybe there should be some kind of a roadmap that a manufacturer can make, which says, if I am starting on a digital journey, then that's how I should start. These will be my priority number one, from the focus areas point of view, from the challenges point of view, from the building, say, digital infrastructure point of view. So you will always kind of start at that level and then have a roadmap in place, which says, in phase one, I will be doing these things in the next 1 to 2 years. Post that, I will kind of develop these kind of things, correct? So a kind of a roadmap is there.
So what you're saying is, as an MSME, you continue to focus on your business and ask your technology partner to say, this is my problem. How can you help me solve the problem? So it's not about them really worrying about what the technology is. It's about them worrying about the business and defining the business problem for the tech partner to then provide solutions on. And that's what you're really saying. So the fear of technology, that I don't know what to apply or I don't know which technology, which is one of the big fears that is there, doesn't really have to exist. They just need to be able to define their business problem well. Is that what we're really saying?
To some level, yes. I think, which is what I was saying earlier, is that they need to understand only at a top level on what is my problem and then how that problem can be solved through what kind of solutions, correct? They really don't need to know detail about AI, how AI works and what are the things, like what are the models and how model works and then what model really, how models can be developed, correct? I think that part, it is good to know, while definitely if they know about it, it will help, but it is not a must. Initial level, I think as long as they know that, say, I have a supply chain problem where I'm not able to do a better inventory planning. And if I have a better supply chain AI-based or any technology AI-based supply chain systems I can have, I think that's the enough for them to know. Definitely, there are tons of tech solution providers that exist in the country. And then it is not just the large tech companies. There are a lot of startups and everyone. So there are huge base of tech solution providers which exist, and let them guide.
So let me then come to my next question, which is, I know what my problem is. I'm now going to hunt for a tech solutioning partner. What will build success for integration, right? Because finding a partner is another big challenge that MSMEs have. Because I don't know what I'm going to do, finding the partner becomes equally challenging. So what is it that you would guide them in terms of saying, how do you find a partner? And the second is, how do you ensure that there is successful integration of technology into MSME manufacturing for Industry 4.0?
One is definitely, I'll say, look for examples from either maybe other industries or maybe other companies who basically, which are the partners who have kind of done it. So that's the one way. Second thing is, I think Google has kind of a lot of help that it can provide. So there is, I mean, once you search with the right base, I think a lot of these names turns up. Third is basically, so there are a lot of ecosystem builders are there like us. So for example, from a NASCOM Center of Excellence, what basically we are doing, we are building an ecosystem which brings in the manufacturing companies, solution providers, research organization, all closer to each other so that there is an effective collaboration can happen between these entities on the solution adoption part of it. So definitely manufacturers can leverage us also, or they can reach out to their own also. But so the way what we work is we guide to the manufacturing companies on awareness on what solution to take, what solution will help. So this is an initiative basically NASCOM has created with the help from Ministry of Electronics and IT and the state governments. And our whole objective is to accelerate the adoption of digitization in the manufacturing industry. So that's where we are there to support and help the manufacturing companies. So with us, there are a lot of solution providers also have kind of tied up, which includes the tech companies and which includes the lot of startups also. Because there are a lot of innovative startups are there in the country who have successfully developed and deployed these solutions in the large manufacturing companies. And there is no reason why these startups and maybe the tech companies cannot work together and then provide these solutions to the MSME industry also. So I think just to summarize, I'll say one way is look out for success stories from your peers. Second is try to kind of reach out to maybe one or two, say, tech companies. Like, for example, say, Tata Tele. I'm sure that Tata Tele also has a lot of success stories around it. And then Tata Tele also works with a lot of other partners to kind of help the manufacturing company. Plus, or otherwise, companies can directly reach out to the startups also through their own reach or leverage ecosystem builders like NASCOM, and there are others. So that could be a way for them to get their digital journey started.
So my last question, Amit, for you is, if you had to give two pieces or three pieces or even one piece of advice to MSMEs who are just starting off on their digital journeys, what would that advice be? What should be the first steps they take to make sure that they take the right step in the right direction on their digital journey?
First thing is, don't think short term, you have to think long term, because that's the problem. One thing is, always look for large companies, because see, these large companies also adopted these technology solutions, say, since 10, 15 years, they are adopting the solution, correct? So look at them and then see what kind of an areas they got benefited, correct? So that's where it will help. But then you will have to have some level of fearless there, because you can't keep worrying whether it will work or not work. See, this is already a high time. Our production cost level and efficiency level are lower than some of our peers in the other countries. And the only reason is that because in other countries, even the small manufacturing units are using technology. But when it comes to us, we are still not doing enough. So I think we have to kind of move away from that. Literally, there is no waiting time now. We are already late here. So we need to move forward. Second thing I'll say is, for whenever we will do, say, whether we want to start it now or we want to start it later, always there will be a learning curve. And during that learning curve, there could be something that some kind of frustration might kind of creep in. Yes, I mean, say we are doing and not working, or say we invested, not giving the results. And the whole process of adoption also, the companies will learn. So, and there is no shortcut to this. I think the companies will have to go through it. They will have to kind of invest their time, and then they have to just kind of go about it. It will be fine. It's just kind of initial hiccups might be there, say, for 6 months or maybe say max for the year. But I think once the company invests their, say, 1 year of their time and a little bit of an investment, a lot of confidence will come in, and then they will be able to do a lot of things on their own. Third thing, skills, absolutely must. Do attend sessions, do learn about it, do encourage your teams also to learn about technology, little bit of a technology. Build some level of a digital literacy, build a digital mindset, so build a digital focus. I think that's what you have to do.
Great. Amit, it was an absolute pleasure having you on this episode of Duvik Podcast, and thank you for sharing so much. I'm sure all of the MSMEs are going to, like, I'm sure at least we've nudged them in the direction of saying, take that first step fearlessly. Thank you so much for your time, and it was an absolute pleasure having you on board.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity and then having this wonderful discussions. And any MSMEs looking for help, looking for any kind of support, and always there basically to guide and then help them on how to go forward. So, thank you.
So it's nice that you know there's NASSCOM to reach out to if an MSME is struggling with taking that first step. Thank you so much, Amit. A pleasure having this conversation.
Thank you for tuning in to the Duvik Podcast, a podcast that is dedicated to providing insights, strategies, and success stories of smart digital solutions for SMEs. We believe that behind every successful business, there's a strong foundation of reliable and secure technology, be it digital connectivity, cloud infra, cloud apps, collaboration tools, or cybersecurity solutions. In a rapidly evolving digital world where technology is key to progress, Tata Tele Business Services stands at the forefront of digital transformation of SMEs. Tata Tele Business Services, with their extensive experience and commitment to empowering businesses, understands the unique needs of SMEs. Tata Tele Business Services, with their extensive experience and commitment to empowering businesses, understands the unique needs of SMEs. Whether it's scalable connectivity, robust communication tools, or tailored ICT solutions, Tata Tele Business Services is here to propel your business forward. Tata Tele Business Services is synonymous with innovation, reliability, and transformative solutions. With a legacy spanning decades, Tata Tele Business Services has been empowering businesses and transforming lives across the nation. So, if you're ready to take your organization to new heights of success, we encourage you to explore the transformative possibilities that Tata Tele Business Services has to offer. Our contact details are in the description below. Remember, we're available on major podcast platforms. So if you enjoyed today's conversation, subscribe to our podcast for future episodes, which we promise will be packed with equally valuable insights on questions entrepreneurs face as they digitize and scale businesses with the help of technology. Don't forget to rate and review our podcast, as well as share it with peers, colleagues, and other entrepreneurs like yourself who will benefit from listening to it. Thank you for listening to us. And until the next time, keep embracing technology, and may your business thrive in the digital era.